welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carling, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarling.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. And today I sent out one of the most important updates I've ever sent, which we will be discussing today. So if you didn't get that, please email me and I'll send that to you as well. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask each of you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at BBSRadio_com. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer, including autism. Together, we will be able to stop the Holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. And I would like to thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring this show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, and what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccination issue, and a whole lot more. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website, AmericansBulletin.com, or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 per year, 6 issues a year. It's a First Amendment forum for a free-thinking people. And just another reminder, I'm also now on www.republicbroadcasting.org every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time for 2 hours. So if that's a better time for you to listen to what I talk about, or if that's another time you'd like to listen to me, please feel free to tune into that station. Before I bring on my special guest, Chris Barr, who's going to be on every first Thursday of the month. He's one of the most knowledgeable people I know in the field of health and nutrition, a very old associate. Well, I won't say he's very old, but we've been doing shows together for quite a long time. But before I bring him on, I want to just talk about a show that Janet Phelan did recently. Now, Janet Phelan is a reporter for America's Bulletin. She has done many important shows with me, including Water as a Weapon and the Probate Murders. And Janet now has her own show on KPFK, that's King Paul Frank King, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, herself, called One If by Land. And I just want to make this announcement. Apparently, Janet is bothering some people. And on my show with Janet last Wednesday on RBN, we actually invited all the listeners to call this minion, Rick Hendrickson, who's the Assistant Chief of Investigations, basically out there in California. They're supposedly investigating the probate murders being committed by this the conservative group, CARE Incorporated. And let me give out his number again, because you can join in calling Mr. Hendrickson, as I have, and apparently many others have. His number is 909-382-3686. Please call Mr. Hendrickson and ask him, how can a complaint coming in from the public be investigated without a complaint number? And especially, how can a complaint be investigated in an hour? And what happened to Mr. Burke's $85,000 estate? I don't have the time to give you all the background on that question, but trust me, that will send Mr. Hendrickson straight to the bathroom. So what I wanted to mention to all of you is that Janet's show, One If by Land, featured a half-hour interview in the last half of the show with Bonnie Ryder, whose mother went under a conservatorship in Florida. Now, I had done a show with Bonnie on this network a few weeks ago, so you can check the archives to hear her story, which is one of the most horrendous I've ever seen, where these conservators went through $400,000 in 3 months' time and then killed her mother. In an effort to provide equal time for the conservatorship firm, Janet contacted them yesterday afternoon. The individual from CareSource, not to be confused with CARE Incorporated, refused to give her name to Janet or to respond to any questions. She directed Janet to the attorney. When Janet requested the name of the attorney for CareSource, she was refused that information as well. Within 5 minutes of hanging up, she was called by one Jamie Huber, who is an attorney for a family member of Ryder's. She first threatened Janet with an injunction to halt the show, then indicated there was a gag order in place. When Janet asked her to fax over the gag order, she faxed over a letter stating she will, and I quote, pursue appropriate legal remedy to the fullest extent of Florida law concerning having Bonnie on the show. But, of course, produced no evidence of a gag order or a non-disclosure agreement. The show went on. And this morning, Janet verified that with one of the attorneys attached to the case that there is, in fact, no gag or any other kind of order in place inhibiting Bonnie Ryder from discussing the case. So you can check the archives of Janet's show on KPFK. And you see, it's funny how it all works out, folks. We can't go to the authorities to get, quote-unquote, justice, but we can be little mosquitoes, just, you know, stinging them with the truth, any opportunity that we get. And eventually, once the hives have become severe enough, there's going to be a reaction, and we need to do this. If you don't care about what's happening to others that you hear about, just be rest assured that it will eventually happen to you or somebody you care about. And when you go through some of these things yourself, it is a huge devastation. There is no pill for injustice. So all of us have to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We're supposed to care about our fellow man. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. So let's go, folks, because there's a lot of things happening in this country that are really unacceptable, and it's up to us to do something about it. So on that note, I would like to welcome Chris Barr to the show. Chris Barr has his own daily broadcast in Arkansas, and as I said, he's going to be a monthly contributor to this network. And Chris is one of the main people that I go to whenever I want to learn about certain supplements that he has become an expert in. Chris has been an investigative health reporter for some 30 years now. He's on many other internet shows, including the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we've been on other broadcasts together. And I would like to bring Chris up now. Are you there, Chris?
I'm here, Dr. Carley, and delighted to be here with you.
Thank you so much. And I want you to know that I've gotten many emails from our listeners. They love when you're a guest. You're just a wealth of information. And I don't even know where to start. As you know, I'm so excited. I'm basically, jumping out of my chair in regards to this recent federal case that has been won by one family admitting that the child had autism and the vaccines were involved. And I just want to say again that I've sent out my response to this situation to my list. If any of you listening are not on my updates list, please go on my website, drcarley.com. There's no charge, folks. You just stick your email in there and you will get all my updates. And if you ask me to send you this update, if you did not get it, I will send it to you. I will forward you what I sent out. This is one of the most important documents I've ever written because thanks to Chris hooking me up with Greg Ciola, who has his own internet site. He writes the Crusader, which Chris is a regular contributor to. And I know that, let me see here. What's his website again, Chris?
HealthTruthRevealed.com.
There you go, HealthTruthRevealed.com. And 2 days ago, Greg did an interview with me in regards to inoculations being the true weapons of mass destruction, but more importantly, whether or not the mercury is the cause of autism. And what you do is go to healthtruthrevealed.com, and you'll see on the left-hand side there's audio files. You click on that file and click on inoculations, the true weapons of mass destruction, and that is the interview that I did with Greg Ciola on Tuesday. Now, during this interview, Greg, being the devil's advocate in regards to this, because he's interviewed many other people who claim that autism is due to mercury, he mentioned a number of other individuals, and especially this very important study that was done by the University of Calgary up there in Canada, where they stuck some mercury in a petri dish that had some snail neurons in it. And basically, long story short, from the information gleaned from that study where they saw the nerve shrivel up and die, some people have concluded that the mercury is causing autism. And in fact, the mercury is not causing autism. Mercury causes Alzheimer's disease, which is where the nerves die. This is called a degenerative nerve disease. And, of course, in the case of Alzheimer's, there's aluminum in the middle of those neurofibrillary tangles as well. But it was very important for me to get this information from Greg because that is how I saw how they can use certain information and twist and spin it, and then all of a sudden they bring myelin into the picture, which, of course, myelin is not even mentioned in this Calgary study, myelin being the fatty lipid coating of the nerves, which is supposed to insulate them and allow conduction to occur. But this is what people are using as the basis for believing that mercury causes autism. And one of my favorite quotes of Chris is in terms of 95% truth. Can you tell our listeners that little quote, Chris?
Well, that half a truth is a whole lie.
Oh, it's even half.
Really,
okay.
That's really the foundation, one of the foundations of modern medicine is a whole series of half-truths. There's enough truth there that they're able to accomplish some things, even sometimes wondrous things, but there's enough error that they can never complete the picture and are endlessly keeping people coming back with all kinds of error that is half-truths. But again, a half-a-truth is a whole lie.
Thank you so much, Chris, for correcting me on that. Yes, a half-a-truth. You don't even need 95% truth. But this is what they're doing, and I just want to point out the fact that the reason these minions, these disinformers, and I will say that some of them are just, you know, misguided. They're not all doing it intentionally. But we will see from the blast that I've sent out, which is going all over the world, how many of them are willing to put their egos in their back pocket and say, you know, I'm considering what you said, Dr. Carly, and it's not just the mercury. Because I've been saying for 10 years, mercury's bad, but it doesn't cause autism. And the reason it's so important for people to realize why they're pushing this mercury theory is because now they're finally taking thimerosal out of vaccines, and now they're going to say that now that they've taken the mercury out, the vaccines will be safe. And, of course, a bigger lie has never been told. And if you read my document, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcarly.com, I explain the corruption of the immune system caused by the inoculation of these viruses directly into the body. And as was reported just today in my local paper, Charlotte Observer, when they reported this, autism advocates are hailing this Georgia case, they're saying that they're not even admitting that the mercury caused it. What they're saying is that the girl received a vaccination with mercury that aggravated her mitochondrial condition, predisposing her to a metabolic problem that manifested as worsening brain function with, quote, features of autism spectrum disorder. So now all of a sudden, even though this girl was diagnosed with autism, they're going to say it's not autism that she has. She has something that looks like autism, which is caused by a mitochondrial problem. It's really quite amazing. But before I let you respond to that, Chris, I just heard in my earpiece we have a caller. Would you like to chime in, caller?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hi. My name is Lauren. Nice to meet you.
Please speak up. Please speak up. You're a very gentle voice. So speak up, please.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just appreciate the work you're doing. I wanted to say that. I had a different question, and it wasn't along the medical line per se, and I wasn't sure if you'd be addressing it.
Okay.
My question is on what you feel about the microchip and the national ID.
Okay.
That the government is planning to put through, like, and what you feel we can do, you know, if there's still something we can do about it.
Okay, well, this all goes into the overhead topic of vaccinations. Because how are they going to deliver the microchip without us knowing? The only way they're going to do that is by sticking it in the end of a hypodermic needle and injecting it into the people. So my first suggestion to the people would be, if you don't want to get the microchip, then don't get any vaccinations. That's the first thing. But I want to also point out, because you bring up a very important subject, that it's not just the microchip that you have to worry about. When people talk about a microchip, what they're referring to is this little piece of silicon that has the ability to not only track each of us, but also to do things to us as it's aggravated by activated by Big Brother. The mark of the beast, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be the DNA vaccine that they're now developing, which are going to insert plasmids of DNA that are going to alter our very genetic structure, which are going to transform us from human beings into something else. And that is a very serious subject, and that is something you can also avoid by not allowing yourself, your children, or your parents to be inoculated with disease. So I do appreciate you asking that question. And thank you for thanking me, but I'm only doing my job. You see, people think I'm so rare. Isn't it sad? I just tell the truth. I'm a doctor who tells the truth. Apparently, that's quite rare. But, Chris, if you could please chime in and help me answer that question in regards to the microchip, I'm sure you have some words of wisdom to add to that.
Well, again, it goes back to the core issues that you've already laid out and that you lay out so very well as a matter of routine, and that is vaccines in and of themselves are bad science. They're fraudulent. They're dangerous. There's no such thing as a safe vaccine, and that is one of the likely delivery systems for such a chip. And that's why they fight so hard about vaccines being good and just trying to dismiss vaccine injuries as a problem to be fixed rather than that the vaccines are themselves the problem and can't be fixed. So they have to get people to cling to the idea that vaccines have done some kind of good, which is a complete fraud, a complete lie, as a thorough analysis of the history of vaccination, both on just strictly a historical basis, epidemiologically, or, and I should say, and, scientifically, vaccination is fraud, period. And if people will get that through their heads, then they won't have the delivery system whereby they can put these chips into people.
I totally agree with you. And just to elucidate on that subject further, this update that I sent out today, which I'm going to have up on my website soon, unfortunately I'm going to have to put Dr. Boyd Haley in the Hall of Shame because of his videos on YouTube, and I do comment on those in my update that I sent out. But one of the funniest things that Dr. Haley said was in regards to the question whether or not it would be safer to deliver viruses in an oral vaccine. And his answer was yes. Now, he didn't say that the reason it would be safer to introduce the viruses into the body in that way was because then they would encounter secretory IgA, which the Creator put in our bodies in the upper respiratory and GI tract as the initial contact of the antigen to process antigens so that we would be able to push these viruses out. When you inject the viruses directly into the bloodstream, you're actually causing a chronic infection which cannot be pushed out. And the reason that is so important is because if they're going to develop oral vaccines, people, then the hard question all of you need to ask is, why do we have to pay for that? Why don't we just let Cousin Johnny come over to our house and sneeze on us? And then we'll be vaccinated with measles, chicken pox, whatever the case may be. We will get the infection naturally. There will be no formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum, or God only knows what other chemicals, including MSG. And I've done a show with Dr. Ott on that subject. They're putting MSG and aspartame in vaccines. What's that about? Do you care what your vaccine tastes like, especially when it's injected into you? I don't think so. So it's time for folks to realize they have another agenda. It's called population reduction, eugenics. This has been going on for decades. The Rockefellers and the Rockefeller University are highly involved in this. I know that's something you don't want to think about, people. But that's what's going on. So if you don't want to face the truth, you should not be listening to this show. You should just go put your head back in the sand, drink a beer, and watch TV. And that's what you're going to get, is telling lies to your vision off television. Please add something, Chris. As you can tell, I'm so energized by this whole thing, I can't even take it.
Well, there's breaking news, Rebecca, and while I'm talking, you might check your email. I've sent you a link from CNN in the last hour and a half on this current story on this little girl that it has been admitted vaccines caused her autism.
Uh-huh.
And there's very interesting information. Oh, yes, there's also some half-truths that CNN has put in there. I don't know if you knew that the father of this little girl was or is a medical doctor.
No, I didn't know that.
He is a neurologist.
Well, I guess he wouldn't want to open this can of worms either.
Well, actually he does, and that's one of the reasons for the news conference that they had today. And something way down towards the bottom of the story that's exceedingly important that somehow CNN put in there, maybe their editors haven't caught it yet to take it out, is, you know, they're, as you've already noted, they're trying to spin this that it's a genetic disorder of the mitochondria that is the reason the vaccine caused the problem. They're trying to blame it on this mitochondrial genetic disorder. Of course, you and I both know, and the people listening will pay attention, they will also learn, that the genetics are influenced by the environmental factors, such as what you eat, what you consume that's healthy, what you consume that's not healthy, and such extremely unhealthy items as the noxious poisons of vaccination injected into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
And this was shown by Antoine Béchamp, and I think next month will be a wonderful time as we observe the anniversary of his death into understanding how he made these points more than 100 years ago about how genetics is altered by the environment that we place ourselves in. And I've set all that up to say this, if you're hopefully you're getting that email and link up.
Yes, I have it
as
before me.
As they're trying to blame this from the powers that be on a mitochondrial genetic disorder, Dr. John Pauling noted, and it's reported by CNN, quote, the fact that his wife also has the genetic disorder, yet displays no signs of autism, suggests that his daughter's symptoms are not genetically caused, said Dr. John Pauling.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing so hard right now because I didn't know about this. When I sent out my update, there had been no mention in the lawsuit decision that his wife had the disorder. But this is even more powerful because obviously his wife was also genetically damaged from vaccines or from the environment or the food or whatever. As you said, there's so many toxins in this world, and that's why my diagram, the big picture, is so important. But how could that be that his wife has a disorder in her mitochondria yet is not autistic? So how can they possibly even bring that up in this lawsuit? I love this. Thank you, Chris.
Well, this is just in the last hour and a half that this has been reported. Dr. Pauling has noted, according to CNN, that instead his daughter's inborn mitochondrial problem, and again, he's assuming it's inborn, may have been aggravated either by the vaccines or by the vaccine preservative thimerosal, which contains mercury, he said. So he still needs to be brought up to speed, and maybe somehow we can get your paper on vaccination to him, because it seems as though he may be one to be open to this truth, and certainly has the understanding ability as a medical doctor. Not, and for those that are listening, please don't misunderstand. What Dr. Carley has written in her paper on vaccination does not require that you be a medical doctor to understand it. It just makes bells and whistles go off and fireworks and to go off in a medical doctor if they will open their brain up with their training. It's very easily able to be understood by anybody with basic intelligence. You might have to spend a few minutes with it, you know, but anyone with basic intelligence can understand it. But certainly Dr. John Pauling, neurologist, who's already noting vaccines or thimerosal aggravating the condition, could certainly very well understand the very clear elucidations made by Dr. Carley in her position paper on vaccination. So this is a wonderful finding here. It's interesting that CNN immediately follows up his statement with their statement, numerous studies have shown no link between illness and the vaccines, public health officials have long contended. Well,
right.
That's more half-truths, because what they do is they mix their terms up without defining them. And a very good example of this was just a few weeks ago, one of the journals of psychiatry published an extensive study on mercury in vaccines and proved that removing mercury from the vaccines not only did not reduce the incidence of autism, but that autism continued to escalate after the mercury was removed.
Yeah.
Now, the way that was reported by the Journal of Psychiatry and the researchers and by the media, when they showed that removing mercury did not stop autism from occurring, is they then turned the removal of mercury into a statement that that proves that vaccines are safe. Well, that is such convoluted, fallacious logic. And yet, because they say it, people interchange mercury and vaccination as though they are the same, and they are not. To bring things down to maybe an easier to understand example, this would be similar to discovering that white Mack truck drivers do not kill people when running over them at a higher rate than black Mack truck drivers kill people when running over them, and therefore declaring that that means running over people with a Mack truck won't kill them.
I love it.
That's the kind of logic that they're using when they say removing mercury didn't get rid of autism, so therefore vaccines don't cause autism. No, all they did is prove what Dr. Carley and I have been teaching for years. And Dr. Carley, I don't know that there's anybody besides you and me that I've come across yet that have contended so strongly that mercury is not the cause of autism, that it's vaccines that are.
We've been so lonely out here in the wilderness, Chris, but you see, people are starting to wake up, and I want to ask all the listeners that are listening to help us find these individuals. I don't have a way to search down the father of this person. I agree with Chris. This white coat, this medical devil, now that he's got a child that's been affected, he may just be open to the truth. Not to mention the fact that my protocol can reverse his daughter's autism. So I ask all of you that have a little time on your hands, if there's any way that you can help me find this person, I will send him my information, which Chris was so kind to review for me, because it's very hard to put my information into a form that people can understand, because the white coats like to use all these huge terms that people can't even, you know, pronounce, much less understand. That's how they keep you in the dark. But perhaps if we can contact this individual and send him my information, especially the good news that his child's problem can be reversed, maybe we can get him on the team, because now he's got the media attention. But Chris, since you brought up Antoine Bechamp, I would like to go into Antoine Bechamp in more detail next month. He deserves a whole show for sure, and I wanted to do a show on him this show tonight, but this is like the cutting-edge news, so I had to go here. But if you could just tell the listeners, because you are the expert on Antoine Bechamp as far as I'm concerned, if you could please go into more detail in regards to what this genius that was alive 100 years ago, that's smarter than any white coat alive today, if you could please share with the listeners some of the things that Antoine Bechamp had discovered and has been saying, and that's why I never learned about him in medical school.
Well, he was whitewashed from the pages of history through chicanery, just to put it lightly. We constantly hear people, Dr. Carley, talk about, what are your credentials? As though credentials mean something, and as Dr. Carley has firsthand experience with, she has credentials awarded by her peers, no complaints from her, two decades almost of medical practice, and yet they took her license away as she spoke out against the evils of medicine. So,
because of my TV show. Because of my TV show, right. They took away my license
credentials
because of my TV show.
They try to make a big deal out of, but that's just an excuse, because Antoine Bechamp was degreed, a university degree in biology, another one. These are all separate degrees he held. This isn't what he studied. These are separate degrees. He had university degrees in biology, in chemistry, in physics, in pharmacy, and in medicine. Yes, he was a medical doctor. He was also a university professor for all of these subjects, And he was a practitioner in all of these disciplines. You know, quite frankly, the accomplishments of Bisham are unparalleled, and he quite simply has no equal. And, in fact, when he died in 100 years ago next month, even the medical journals Lancet and Nature both ran obituaries, and one of those obituaries, well, actually both of them noted, well, I'm going to quote from Nature here. Nature noted about Dr. Bisham that he was ensured, quote, an honorable place among the founders of biological chemistry, end quote. And Lancet gave a similar obituary about how that mankind would, or humanity would greatly be benefited when the fullness of Dr. Bisham's work came to light. 100 years later, his work is still in the dark. You have to dig, and you have to dig deep and hard to find this treasure, which I was blessed to find in the 1970s, and have, in fact, based my entire life's work and all of my health work on the foundations of Bisham. This is a man who was doing genetic research, establishing truths of genetics before Mendel. There was a Nobel Prize given in 1908, the year that he died, to a German man for work that exactly duplicated that Bisham had done 50 years before. No mention of Bisham. And the man they gave, the German they gave the work that he obviously copied from Bisham, suggested the same exact terminology and nomenclature to be used for the findings that actually were just a duplication of Bisham's work. And the essence of Bisham was to show that germs are the result of disease rather than the cause of disease. And there was a man well known today by the name of Louis Pasteur who actually crossed paths with Antoine Bisham when they were both early in their studies. Now, they crossed paths, and then Pasteur later crossed Bisham and, in fact, crossed all of humanity, as he recognized the genius of Bisham. So while Bisham was a country boy out in Strasbourg on the Franco-German border and just sent his voluminous and detailed exacting research into the nation's center in Paris, he didn't champion his work. He just figured truth would stand on its own. He had no idea that Pasteur was there watching anything that Bisham sent in, and then he would copy it, but he would rewrite it. The problem is that Pasteur was not all that smart. That even in the biography of Pasteur by his son-in-law, who worshipped him, noted that on his university degree, which, by the way, was in physics, because the one thing that Pasteur knew and knew well was crystallography, which, of course, has little or nothing to do with life and biology and medicine, but he was pretty sharp with crystals and with crystalline structure. But he didn't know anything about life sciences. In fact, it was handwritten on the degree given to Pasteur, moderate in chemistry. So he really wasn't all that sharp when it came to life. So when he rewrote Bisham's works that were sent in, he didn't really understand them. So what medicine is founded upon the foundation of Louis Pasteur and Pasteurian foundations, which foundations are sand. It ended up being an inside-out, upside-down, twisted rewriting of truth, so that there's, as I noted earlier in this broadcast, there's enough truth there to have some results, but there's enough error there that they will never be able to come to really fixing people's health problems, especially in the chronic degenerative ones. And, of course, Pasteur is one of the great pioneers of the vaccination fraud. Again, Pasteur's work was clung to because it was very saleable. See, the work of Bisham noted that you are responsible for your health based upon the milieu in the French or the terrain In other words, the environmental factors are influenced by, well, as he noted, a four-step process of, he noted the process of life was that of digestion, assimilation, disassimilation, and excretion, and that any interruption in any one or all of these, to the degree of the interruption, determines lack of energy, disease, and death, and gives rise to scavengers, which the germs are, and even noted how that these germs change their form based on the environment that they're placed in, what's today called pleomorphism. And I think the first Nobel Prize for pleomorphism was given back in the 1980s. Well, that's not more than 100 years after Bisham had already shown that. So, I mean, we could go on Bisham, and perhaps next month we can do more justice as we observe the 100th anniversary of his death. But, you know, the basis of Bisham's work is to show we are responsible for our health. Whereas Pasteur was able to, through chicanery and deception, and just frankly not being able to understand Bisham's work, he was able to give a face and a name to the evil spirits of the old shamanism by claiming these sinister creatures lurking about called germs were just waiting to pounce upon us, but that we could be saved by going to an M-deity, to another person to get their magic potions, and that we could be saved from these attacking forces unseen that we're powerless against from Pasteurian's foundation. That was a saleable concept from which the pharmaceuticals have arisen, the medicine, academia could, with its self-importance and ego, could latch onto that idea, but Bisham's idea was not saleable. I mean, Dr. Carley, can you imagine charging $100 or $200 or $300 for an office visit for people to come in and for you to instruct them on the eating habits and clean water and, you know, good hygiene, you know, versus taking just a couple of minutes to give them a strip of paper and send them down to the pharmacist to get some magic pills?
Well, of course,
you can't sell Bisham.
Well, not only that, Chris, but we have to, you know, get into the era of realism and understand, as I said at the beginning, that population reduction is what this is all about, as well as the creation of disease for which the pharmaceutical cartels can sell billions and billions of dollars of their drugs, which cure nothing but merely treat the symptoms at best, but of course actually create side effects for which more drugs have to be given. I mean, that is one of the backbones of our economy, and that's what people have to face. I know that there's many people that have stock in pharmaceutical cartels. Sell, 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 people, because eventually the word is going to reach critical mass, and these minions are going to fold. And I'm sorry that that's going to happen, but the end result will be an epidemic of wellness, that of which we've never seen. And Chris and I can start the new medical model. I don't even want to call it medical, but we can start a new type of training center for healers of tomorrow, where they're going to, you know, get their common sense gene reactivated and understand that it's all about what we put into our bodies and that the Creator actually gave us the ability to heal ourselves. All we have to do is get out of the way. And we have a caller on the line, so let me bring the caller on. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello.
Yes, Dr. Carley, I recently sent you an email on Dr. John Poling, but my question is mitochondrial disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that can be looked up in the medical books, or is that a new invention with words?
Yeah, that's a new invention with words. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that, Chris?
No, but mitochondrial disorders, I have heard of disorders of the mitochondria, which coenzyme Q10 helps to correct, and the mineral element selenium causes the body to produce coenzyme Q10 at the mitochondrial level, so that such a condition could be corrected if it is in actuality a truth that we're being told about. Of course, one side note is that if you're taking statin drugs, the mechanism by which statins artificially reduce cholesterol levels, and unhealthily so, by the way, also interferes with the body's ability to produce coenzyme Q10 from selenium. It specifically interferes with the enzyme action of selenium that produces coenzyme Q10. So selenium will produce coenzyme Q10, which will correct mitochondrial energy disorders and cause them to be healthy again. And in the event that they've become too far gone, such as in cancer, it will actually cause apoptosis or death of the cancer cell if it's not able to reverse it, if it's too far gone. But again, that's only in the absence of statin drugs, because when you put statin drugs into the equation, it eliminates the ability of the body to produce this vital mitochondrial energy source of coenzyme Q10.
That's an excellent response, Chris, and I would also just add to that, that if the mitochondria are involved, this child should not be able to function at all. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. They actually are responsible for converting ADT, adenosine diphosphate, to adenosine triphosphate, which is actually responsible for your very life force. That's the powerhouse on which your whole energy of everything you do depends. Why would only the brain be affected? This child should not be able to do anything. She should not be able to digest. She should not be able to walk. She should not be able to do anything. So I have a very suspicious feeling about this diagnosis to begin with. Why would only her brain be affected? That's a question that I would ask. And, of course, the people that are doing the studies on this child are also licensed by the medical mafia. And if they were to find anything that actually pointed to the vaccines themselves, not just the mercury, but the actual inoculation of diseases as the primary cause, they would be wiped off the map. I mean, they would be losing their license. Even Andrew Wakefield, who merely proved that there was measles virus in the guts of autistic children, not even realizing that that measles virus was basically a bed from which anti-measles antibody could be produced, thereby attacking the brain, because there's a process called molecular mimicry by which the measles virus is very similar to the myelin basic protein. He didn't even realize what he was showing by his research. Who cares if there's measles in the gut? That's what it really boils down to, is that that's a hotbed from which this antibody is being produced, and that antibody is attacking the myelin in the brain. And they went after his medical license, even though he didn't even realize what he had done. Any doctor that talks about mercury as a cause of autism, they're just happily proceeding on. There's no problems with those people. And David Kirby, who wrote the book Evidence of Harm, he's actually getting awards from societies and one of the major libraries in New York City, and they're actually considering making a movie based on his book. So as any of you with a half a brain know, the media does not promote the truth. All you have to do is turn on the boob tube, tell Live Vision, and you'll see that every other commercial is for pharmaceuticals. Why would they promote the truth? Because they're being paid. They're in business because of the pharma cartels. So why would they want to tell you what the real deal is? They never will, when it's going to threaten the bottom line of these pharma cartels. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I think that we actually have the proof from the medical journals and from the media, although you have to be able to read between the lines. You know, the study I mentioned earlier from a few weeks ago from that psychiatry journal, in which they declared, since mercury doesn't cause autism, this was a study from 1993 through 2007 in California, where because of aggressive laws, they actually had removed mercury significantly from the vaccines at the early part of the 2000s. So that's how they were able to get their comparisons. And so they declared that with this study, since mercury was removed and autism continued to grow, that therefore vaccines don't cause autism. But hidden within the facts of the study and not proclaimed in the study or by the media, yet the truth is there. Because what was the difference? Why did autism continue to escalate? Well, if you looked at the beginning of the study period, there were 10 injections containing 30 vaccinations recommended before the age of 6 prior to the beginning of the study period. At the end of the study period, in fact, before the study period was ended, instead of 10 injections with 30 vaccinations, there were 38 injections containing 124 vaccinations recommended before the age of 6 at the conclusion of the study period. Now, note very carefully the math there, that there were more vaccines per injection at the study's end than at its beginning. In other words, there were only 3 vaccines, as if, I shouldn't even use the word only, that's enough. There were 3 vaccines per injection at the beginning of the study period. There were almost 4 times as many injections at the end of the study period, and there were more than 4 times as many vaccinations in those injections. They increased the vaccines per injection during the study period. So now if we just look at those facts, which they didn't talk about in the study and which the media failed to mention, then the total injections increased almost fourfold, while the increase in vaccinations increased more than fourfold during the study period. And now let's look at autism. Autism also increased more than fourfold during the same period. This study that they've spun to say proves vaccination doesn't cause autism, in fact, proves that vaccinations are the cause of autism.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, I just have to tell you, Chris, I'm monitoring my emails as we're speaking, and one of our listeners has tracked down Dr. Pauling. So I'm going to be contacting him. I'm sure he's very busy now getting ready to talk on Larry King Live. And I also sent a very hard question to Larry King Live. We'll see if they ask that on the air about how do we know this is not subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, a non-fatal case caused by the measles virus. So all of you tune in to Larry King after the show and see if they ask that question. I would predict not, but I'm going to contact Dr. Pauling because Dr. Pauling is now at a fork in the road. He's got his whole career in front of him, and he's got his vaccine-damaged daughter. Where will he choose to put his allegiance? That's what we will see, and that is going to be something I will report to you on a future edition of What's Ailing America. We only have a couple minutes left, Chris. I want to make sure that you get out the information. How can people contact you? And especially, how can they order your unbelievable, amazing innate response formula of vitamins and minerals that you recommend? What different websites can they contact? Because I know you're very busy. I even have trouble to get through to you. So please do give out your contact information. And once again, let me stress, if you love Chris Barr, and I know you do, because I'm getting your emails telling me how much you enjoy these shows, Chris is going to be on the show every first Thursday of the month. So please stay tuned, and we're going to be going into all kinds of things, because Chris and I have very similar information, but it all goes together very synergistically. So Chris, please do give out your information to the listeners. How can they contact you? What websites are you involved with as far as your supplements? And what else would you recommend?
Well, the easiest way to contact me as far as by way of communication on radio broadcast is through notadoc.org. Send emails. It's notadoc@notadoc.org, or just go to the website www.notadoc.org and send an email, and I will get any of those forwarded to me. That's the easiest way. And plus a bonus, they can find more than 100 of my weekly newspaper columns of Naturally Speaking at that same website.
And they're excellent, and then, of course, excellent. And I do encourage all of you to check those out. Go ahead, Chris.
And then, of course, Health Truth Revealed and the Crusader newspaper features my writings. In fact, there are exclusive interviews through Health Truth Revealed with me in the last year, or a half a dozen or more. And in fact, there's a brand new issue that's not even in the mail, or maybe barely in the mail, that honors Antoine Bechamel, the gentle giant of science and medicine. That's the new issue that's just not even in people's mailboxes yet. So we could talk about that next month, Dr. Carlin.
Yes, and people must access that, because even hearing what you say, people want to get a hard copy of this information. It is critical. Go ahead. And
yes,
there's
absolutely.
In fact,
if you'll call Crusader and tell them you listened to Dr. Carly's broadcast and that you want a copy, they'll be sure to get you a copy of the new Antoine Bechamel issue. 1-800-593-6273. And be patient, because they don't know that I was going to make that offer, but anyway, they'll do it because I said so.
Okay, that's cool.
And please go to the website, Health Truth Revealed, because that wonderful interview with Dr. Carly just 2 days ago is phenomenal, and that actually led in so many ways to information covered in this broadcast.
Exactly.
So, and you can listen there to Dr. Carly. It's about an hour and 8 minutes long, and every minute is power-packed. So,
and not only that, but I also want to encourage all of you to get the book that Chris wrote, Chromium. What is it, Chris? Chromium, Your Sparkling Health.
Chromium, Sparkling Health for Your Life and Living. Yes, and in fact, you mentioned the ATP. Chromium is a... the most important mineral discovered to date, though very few know very much about it, and most of what the few know is wrong. And one of the key parts of chromium, the deficiency that is so tremendous in this America today, a deficiency of chromium means that your cells are not able to produce ATP efficiently, as chromium is the most important element for your body to utilize sugar, and it's sugar and oxygen that are the keys from the Krebs cycle to produce ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the basic energy unit of each and every cell.
And you must get that.
And that's covered in my book.
Yes, you must get that, folks. It's very inexpensive. It will give you more information on this very essential component of our life than any white coat could ever tell you. And the innate response supplements that Chris recommends are also available on that website. I take all of them. Well, not all of them. I take many of them. There's many of them. But the point is that you need to supplement your diets, because, unfortunately, the food that we're eating, even if it's organic, it's being grown in depleted oil soil, and we need to get all the help that we can in this polluted world in which we live in order to maintain our sparkling health. So on that note, Chris, I want to thank you so much for another excellent show. We will be back next month with Chris Barr again on the first Thursday of April. But do stay tuned to What's Ailing America, where you will hear the news the mainstream media does not want you to know. So God bless you, Chris. Thank you for another excellent broadcast, and I send you a big hug.
Thank you, Dr. Carly. Always a privilege and an honor to be with you.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.